And welcome back. We're back.
Yay. Hello, everybody.
Yes, welcome back to Throw Open Your Doors. I'm Brian Garrido.
I'm Jennifer Garrido.
And we have been away for a while.
Yes. Yes. We started this podcast. We did, I think, 6 episodes, and then a lot of life happened. So we'll catch you up in this one on what has happened the last months.
Yes. Things have definitely happened in our lives. Yeah, this is a lot to share. We probably have created more podcasts for ourselves as we've gone through this now. But if you haven't been familiar with Throw Open Your Doors, Jen and I have actually kind of revolved around Throw Open Your Doors through a Bible verse in Romans 5, 1 through 5. And it's quoted this way. It says, "By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with him, make us fit with him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus." And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that he has already thrown open his door to us. And we find ourselves standing where we always hope we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise.
I love that.
Yeah. It has definitely been part of our lives for so many years.
Yes. Yeah, they have been our theme verses for over 20 years now. And so when we were looking for a title for, or a name for our podcast, that's where we got Throw Open Your Doors. So you can go back to the other episodes that we'd released last year.
We did. We stopped in the summer, and then a lot of things happened from the summertime to now.
Right.
So and then it continues with the Bible verses alone. It just says, "There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next." That's so true.
Yes.
In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And when I read that, I think, yeah, wow, we've been through quite a bit over the past few months, but even before that.
Yes. So the last time we did a podcast, we were living in our RV.
Now, see that past tense of we were living in an RV.
That was the first thing that happened to us. So we were in the RV with our we have 4 children, 2 in college, 2 that we're homeschooling who are in middle school and high school. And so we were in an RV with the 2 younger ones for 20 months. And it was a lot of fun. We lived near the beach and it was really great because you just get on your bike, you bike to the beach every day. And we just loved that. It was a really fun a fun season for us.
And that was our first episodes. You know, we had the whole journey there of, you know, getting the RV, how we got the RV, how it transitioned, moving from one state to another state, transitioning a lot, all the bells and whistles about living in an RV, all the trials and tribulations about living in an RV.
Like when you're taking a shower and you forgot to empty the tank. And so you have to like find somebody in the family who can go like let the water out so you can like continue your shower before it fills up inside.
Yeah. Or hoping someone is actually home,
right?
That they can go out and they can do that for you, because a lot of times we're knocking on the wall saying, "Help, we need help," and they're like, and the water's like coming up from your feet.
Right. Yeah, that's what happens when you don't empty your tanks. So we had a lot of fun things that we just laugh about these days, but RV living is fun. It was a great season.
It was. It was a season for us. We didn't know how long God was going to put us into that season of living in the RV. And unbeknownst to us, God, you know, has a sense of humor.
Right.
Not a bad sense of humor. It's actually
no, good.
But
good
it's
thing.
Just the, you know, we transitioned from the RV living into a home.
Right.
We're back in a home.
Oh, yeah. That was July 4th. So, and this is March 4th. So that's 8 months.
It is.
8 months that we are now in a home. And so,
and it's not like we were trying to neglect audience of people who listen to us on podcasts wondering, where are you? Hello,
yes.
where are you?
Can I just give a shout out to everybody who has messaged us and just asked when we were doing podcasts again? That was so encouraging. So thanks to each of you who have asked us where we've been and when we were going to start the podcast back up. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Well, we weren't trying to not do the podcast. It's just, we had to move a lot
of
things.
So not only did we move in July, but then we had no furniture, because when we had moved out of our house in October 21, 2021, we had sold all our furniture because
we met a lot of nice people.
We did. Facebook Marketplace is a great way to meet people. Like, we really enjoyed that. We were also running to the thrift store and donating things too, because that was important to us. But we didn't know how long we would be in an RV and didn't want to pay storage fees for furniture. So when we moved into our home in July, and also the great thing was, is that we live really close to where our kids go to college. And so they were able to move back in with us. So I call this our bonus time, like having the older two back. So we're all six of us again.
So we've, so that story alone, I mean, we've created multiple episodes to kind of go into that whole journey. I mean, we're just going to do a quick recap of where we were, where we are right now, and just kind of do a refresher, because we are looking at ourselves going, you know, even setting up the whole thing for the podcast, I have to figure out, how do I get the computer set up again? And where are the microphones?
I know, it had been a long
time. What was my login information?
Yes, so we're just glad to reconnect with you, our listeners, and just thank you again for listening.
And new listeners, anyone that says, hey, we heard about this family that's living in an RV, now we still have the trials and tribulations that we've, you know, because it didn't end officially. We still had to transition.
Oh, yeah, we'll tell that as a whole episode. But we are going to be consistent again now. So we're releasing on Tuesdays. So our podcast will always be on your favorite platform.
To the best of our abilities.
Right.
this episode will go out on Tuesday.
So we're just going to do our best to be consistent again. So we'll do podcast episodes to give you the specifics. But today is like our flyover. So we moved back into a home, and then you got a job where you were out of town all fall, except for weekends. Like, you were traveling a lot, and then
it was a busy time. So I think the transitioning for us was we went from not expecting to, you know, we were all planned to live in the RV. We finally got a full-time spot. We were kind of settled into where we were. Mm-hmm. We were establishing, I guess, a routine in the best that we could. Mm-hmm. Things were happening, and then a house opened up. But was it the house opened up first before the job?
Yes.
Yeah. So the house opened up before the job. Yeah. Then a job opened up. Mm-hmm. And then, so anytime you start a new job, and for a lot of people who've had that, you know, there's a training phase in there, and you're limited in the amount of time that you have. Well, when you have to move an RV also out of a spot and then realize, how do I store the RV? Where does the RV go? Are we going to keep the RV? We have no idea.
Yeah.
And then everything kind of just transitioned from being in the RV, transitioning and moving to a house. And as Jen was saying, we didn't have a lot that we brought with us. We kept the only piece of physical furniture we kept, which was a nightstand that your mother had.
Right. Yeah, I had really liked that. And so I kept that. And that's just like a bedside table.
And we had air mattresses. And we had...
I forgot about that. And camping chairs in the living room.
We did.
How we watched TV.
We got rid of everything when we were living in North Carolina. And we pretty much... It's kind of like this happens a couple times. When we moved from Pennsylvania to North Carolina, I remember the friends came to us and we had all those trailers. They brought a trailer and they were just dumping things on top of there, and they just took it to Goodwill and donations that way. And we still looked at going, how do we have so much stuff still?
Right. Yeah, they're really...
And then we did the same thing moving from the RV, and we looked at all the things going, how do we have so much stuff still?
I know, because I would tell people while we were in the RV, like, it was just such a good feeling to get rid of so much stuff and pare down. And it really was. But then when we moved into the home... And we got everything out, because we did have a storage unit for things. And so when we brought all that into the house, we had no idea. So we had so much stuff. So we still had to pare down even more. But there really is a good feeling of getting rid of things and just really being intentional about what you keep. Like, that really is freeing.
Or the things that you wish you thought you kept and you think, oh, yes. I gave that away. Oh, I really wish I still had that. Oh, my. You know, we had this really good juicer. That was one of those oysters juicers, the ones that you see when people are making freshly squeezed lemonade, and they put it there and then they add the ice, and it's just it was fantastic. And now you use the handheld juicer that falls apart.
Yeah, I know.
And you think, why didn't we keep that? And then we just thought we were in the pitching mood.
Yes, I cracked up because I thought it was fun that you picked the juicer as your first thing to think about. But it's true, like, you do think about these things, you're like, that was so good and I got rid of it. But yeah. But anyway, it's been wonderful to be back in our house. So we'll tell a story in a separate podcast episode of the whole way that happened, that we're in a house.
Yeah. So if you're joining us for the first time, or if you've been with us before, Jenna and I kind of take us through three different steps in a way when we talk about our podcast and just our lives. We go about the trek, the tools, and the takeaway. You know, the trek is what's the journey that we've had, in the sense of what, how did we get there to that particular spot? I mean, the one thing is, how do we get from being in an RV, but then how do we move out of the RV? That would be our newest trek that we've, but we've had other ones too. Mm-hmm. The tools is what end up happening that we were using during that time of the trek that we had. You know, a lot of times I think about it when I've been on a bike ride before. There were times I've taken teenagers on a journey for a camping trip, and we had all these tools that we needed to use when we were trekking across the on bike trails. And if I didn't have a particular tool for these bikes, I don't know how I would have, I don't know how I would have been able to make it through there. So that's kind of where the mindset came in, is what are those specific tools that we need in order to survive and what we're dealing with. And the final thing is the takeaway. You know, what did we take away from that experience, that opportunity, that that journey that we had? Because we've taken away a lot. And I think from our takeaways has helped us to grow in as a married couple and all that we've gone through.
Right. Right. We have learned a lot. And the verses that you read at the beginning of the podcast really have helped us through the years to frame, like when we're going through something difficult, to remember that it produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character hope. Like, you know, like just inviting God into that process and realizing that he's working it all out for our good and he's with us. Like, it's just been good as a family to see how God has worked. And so that way, when something new comes up and you're just tempted to freak out or to be worried or anxious, to remember, no, this is what God has done before. This is what his word says. And to just like keep your eyes on him and trust him through each part of it, it really helps to just keep that at the forefront of our mind. And so that's why we share Romans 5, 1 to 5 with you all, because it really does frame those things for when the next time something happens too.
It does. And I think it really makes us kind of reflect on, like, wow. You know, because when we started doing this podcast, we started writing down all of our ideas on what we wanted to share. And each time it's kind of like a, you know, we start with one idea and that branches off to another idea and another thing and another podcast. And we're going, oh my goodness, we had no idea we had so much to share, or we've been through so much. And a lot of times it's sometimes some of our memories of what we've done was triggered through a photo. You know, looking at an older photo that we've had and then going, oh, remember when we did this? Oh, that's another great story that we can share.
Right. Right. So, yes. Yeah, so we have some good things coming and in the future episodes that we're excited to share with you all.
So the biggest thing that we took away from, in this new journey that we had was just we can kind of do a tidbit of the transitioning thing. So when we did decide to move into the home and how it all transpired, there's an episode where, and I like using reference points of an I Love Lucy episode where they're about to move into another house. And it's the episode where there's just a bunch of boxes. And I'd have to kind of recap and find out what episode it was. But there's all these boxes in their little apartment that they have, and they're all looking for each other. And they keep walking around and they, where are you? Where are you, Ricky? Where are you? And they're going through this. When we moved into the home, we had all these boxes and all these different things that we were looking at. And it turned out to be like a Christmas in a way, opening up a box and going, oh, I forgot we had that. And then we start looking for where did that other thing go? And that's when we realized we didn't keep it.
Right.
But at the same time, we were using boxes and containers for all of our furniture to sit it on, to eat on.
Yes.
We just had this epiphany of going, we have no furniture. We have nothing that we need to.
Right. And the problem was that we had budgeted to sell the RV after, when we moved into the home. And so we were like, yeah, let's just use the money from that to just put in, get our furniture. And so that's why we had this delay, because suddenly, so when we bought our RV, it was really hard to find an RV back in 2021. You remember when it was like earlier in the pandemic? And so it was hard to find RVs, especially used ones. And so, but selling them,
we had no idea. people were all buying RVs.
Yeah, back in 2021, everybody was traveling in their RV or moving to another state and living in their RV for a while. So it was hard. So we had a great story of God's provision, like giving us, showing us this RV on Marketplace 2 weeks before we had to move out of our house. And so it was just awesome to see his timing. And usually with us, God takes it down to the wire. Like usually we're just like, he really loves to grow our faith. And so we've had to look at it that way instead of feeling anxious. Like we only have 2 weeks left, but just to say, okay, like I remember when we were first deciding to move out of the house and move into an RV. And I remember saying to God one day, God, you've always been so faithful to us and our family. Like, I don't want to ever be worried about when we live in the RV. I just want to trust you because you've always been so faithful. There's nothing to get worried about. And so through the time, like when we were getting down to, you know, it's getting close to the end of October, we need to move out, and we had no RV. We had nowhere to move. And just remembering the what I had said to God and just saying, like, we're just going to trust you. And so he opened up this door to get this really great RV from a really nice family who had, they had had six children and we only had two living with us full time.
We shared that in the early episode.
We did share that, right? Yes. They were the ones with the quintuplets. And so it was just a really cool story of just God's faithfulness and how he led us to that RV. But then in 2023, when we had decided to move out of the RV, it was just...
What are we going to do with it?
Right. So we decided not to keep it because we decided if we're going to go anywhere, like if we're going to go out west, we're not going to want to drive out west and use all that money for fuel, but we would.
It's also trying to figure out where to store it, because right. That was the biggest thing for us, is that where we're living right now, we can't store the RV out in the front, you know, porch mm-hmm. area and front or in front of the house.
Right. So yeah, it's too big.
It is. It is. I mean, we don't realize how big it is until you bring it to a neighborhood and you're like, oh my goodness, it's huge.
Right.
Into an area. Because you look at the surroundings that you are. In the RV park, everything else, everyone else had an RV and they had just big open land and spaces and spots you can put the RVs. When you bring it to a neighborhood and you start driving through a neighborhood, you're realizing, wow, I had no idea how big this was. And I think it's going to work out for us here. Yeah. So we did decide to sell the RV, but then there was still a transitioning phase because we weren't at a place to sell it. We still had to transition moving out of it into the home. And I think the one thing that made us realize that when we were moving out of the RV, because we'll share more in detail on this, was when we started taking everything out of the RV, I think we didn't realize how much we had in the RV.
That is so true. Because somehow, like with pantry items, so I grew up with a mama who had a pantry, you know, like a nice big pantry, and she would buy things, you know, and just, you know, she utilized her pantry for a lot of great storage. So I inherited that way of buying things on sale. And so I had an outdoor kitchen with cabinets and then the inside kitchen with cabinets. And when we moved it all into the house.
And we had under storage with a couch with storage underneath with.
Yes. All of that. Like it filled up our kitchen and we were all shocked at how much, we didn't have any more food space in our kitchen. And we have a nice size kitchen in the house. So that was amazing to me how much storage that we actually had in our RV. But yeah, it did take a while to move out and then find buyers for it. And that was all great. And then we started getting furniture. So now we're actually sitting on furniture as we do our podcast. Like,
yeah, it definitely has been, I mean, moving out of the RV and unloading it all out, getting it all out, because there was, I mean, that's the thing. We learned about living in an RV, how you wanted storage. So we refurnished and we fixed the RV up to make it work for us. Mm-hmm. We used, you know, IKEA furniture, made it lightweight, created just storage areas and utilized a lot of the RV for storage and strategically placed it in different areas. And then we started taking those things out of there going, oh my gosh, I had no idea we had this much room. This many things in the RV. So taking everything out really made us go, okay, now where do we place all of this? Mm-hmm. And then having everything in storage, because you've put things in storage for almost 2 years that you haven't touched.
Right. And then that helps you to understand like what you want to keep or not keep because you haven't used it for 2 years. So
it was.
That was helpful.
There are those shows that I always remember what it was, that they had like three piles. It was the keep pile, then it was the get rid of pile, and the throw away pile or donate pile or try to sell it. And then they make their the tarps smaller. Do you remember those shows? They would make the tarps smaller, and they would say, okay, now you have to take things from the keep pile, and then you definitely want to keep up. So they make it smaller and smaller and smaller, and we started looking at some of the things that we had that we've kept for our kids, because, of course, you don't want to get rid of things that when your own kids are going to have their own families, you want to make sure there's something that they can...
Like special toys that you can't buy anymore that you would want to pass down, or
I mean, our son was Thomas the Tank Engine, and our daughters were American Girl dolls.
Right. So those things we definitely wanted to.
So we've had to make sure, and we've definitely had the things in storage when we had climate control versus no climate control, and some things were damaged and some things survived. So it definitely has been, I mean, I think back to when we were in North Carolina moving out into the RV and how I had to put everything in storage. And I was still commuting to work in North Carolina and then bringing things back from storage and then moving it from one storage unit to another one. Because I think I didn't move anything from North Carolina to where we are by a rental truck. I think I was just driving it back and forth in a car.
Yes. Yeah, because you were commuting. It was 3 hours one way. So you were doing that for a while when we had first moved.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to think about as we're talking with you about it. But I think the thing to share today, too, is that, you know, what I was saying before about just really giving your story to God and just asking him to create and to just give him your faith, you know, and trust him that he is going to provide and he's going to do more than you could ask or imagine. I think just seeing that, like just telling, just moving us into a home where we can all six be together again. For a while has just been such a gift. You know, it's like, you know, he does love to do those things for us. And so it's whatever you're facing in your own life right now. It's just really trusting him and asking him to just write a great story and to do more than you could ask or imagine.
It is. I think we didn't want any regrets. And looking back and going, you know, we had an opportunity to do something. Why didn't we do it?
Right.
And that's kind of where we took this journey initially. You know, we looked at the RV going, can we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try this out. And I look back going, how many times I moved that RV? Multiple times.
Yes.
Moving it from spot to spot in different locations. But then, you know, the adventures that, you know, the stories that we have from there and the people that we've kind of met through the journeys of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then that transitioning now into building another community of people that we're getting to know. But as Jen said, it's having our whole family together. You know, being able to play, you know, having meals together, playing board games together, interacting with one another. You know, those are memories and things that you don't want to say, you know, I wish we would have done that.
Right.
And that's kind of where we're really wanting to make sure we apply that foundation in our family, because that's what helps us to grow.
Right. Yeah, I agree, of course. And I just see how God loves our faith. Like there's a verse in Hebrews that says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And I remember ever since I first read those verses, like I've always just wanted to know, like how, like ask God, like how to use my faith, how to just increase my faith. And then, you know, in those times where I feel like my faith is really low, just saying, God, help my unbelief. Like I forget the story now, but someone had said that to Jesus, you know, help my unbelief. And so it's just, he's on this journey with us. God is not trying to look for when we mess up and say like, oh yeah, you messed up, so I'm not going to do whatever. Like, no, he gives us so much grace and he'll say like, okay, let me just help you with this. And, you know, that's why he gives us the Holy Spirit, just to encourage us. And so that has been just really good. And also for our kids to see, like the two younger ones, when we had first told them we were thinking about the RV idea, they were very much on board with it and had really enjoyed it. But then, you know, I was really glad that even before we were looking for a home, like God supplied a home for us to move into. And I think the timing was so good, you know, just for them to get connected in our neighborhood now where we live and, you know, things like that. So
it is, because we think back just to living in the RV, and then we start being in the home now going, so how did we do this in the RV? Because we look at just the space that we have now and it feels like we're spoiled. But we started mapping out when we first moved into the home going, do you realize that the size of this room here from end to end is the exact same size as us living in the RV? And then we look at the width and then where it was. Because and we've said this before in our other podcasts, when the RVs were so crammed together that you were butted up right up against to another person, another RV. But once we got into the RV, it was your home. Like you kind of, we tried to create it. So once we got into the RV, you know, we had the curtains closed off and it felt like we were in a home of our own. That even though we heard noises outside, it wasn't that we were distracted by things. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing. We tried to make it a home for us and all that we did. And that's why we really took the effort and the time to, you know, paint it the way that we did and design it and create the, you know, a space for our daughters, a space for Jen and I, our dogs that we had in at the same time. You know, we think back how we crammed ourselves all into this. And now, you know, we can take our dogs because we had to train the dogs each time we moved to a new location.
Right.
To get them used to that.
So to give you some context, when we moved, we were living by the beach, but we were in an RV park that mostly people who live there don't live there. They vacation there. They do have a few full-time spots, but most people it's just for vacations. And so most people book those vacations years in advance. So that's why you couldn't find a spot and just stay there for month after month because people had, you know, they were coming for vacation and had already booked it out. And so we had to move around the RV park a lot. And when we moved to the full-time area, we had more space. But when we were in the vacation area, that's where you don't really have as much room, like you were saying. And so, but it was still fun. Like people are, you find the RV community is very respectful usually, and usually just really wants to help each other out. And so.
Yeah, just listen back to our golf cart episode. we spent a little bit of time talking about those golf carts and having to leave the RV park on a checkout times on a Sundays and check-in times. And if you didn't make it out of the RV park before checkout, forget it. You weren't getting anywhere anytime soon.
Oh, yes. There was always a line to leave on a Sunday. But it was fun. And so now that we are in this house, like we're just really grateful to be in more space now, like to have, like you were saying, you know, to have, we don't have to empty tanks when we take a shower now. And the little things, it's funny how you find the little things to mean so much, like a dishwasher. We didn't have that in the RV. And so I just never complain about.
No, we had dishwashers. It was just us.
Okay. So the machine.
We washed dishes a lot sooner.
You know, yeah. Like we had to wash dishes all the time in the RV. And so I'm just super grateful for that. And in the RV, we also had a washer dryer. It was a machine that did both. It was, you know, it was one machine that washed and then went to the dry cycle, which it was really cool to have. It was really good to have because then we didn't have to use a laundromat, but it was really small. So you could fit only 3 bath towels in there at a time, and it took about 2 hours to wash and dry, but we were just grateful to have this and not have to go to the laundromat. But then when we moved in here, and I can do like a lot of towels at one time, like the first few weeks that we had the washer, I would just tell the family, like, look at all the towels I can put in here at one time. Like, you just really appreciate things more. So it's like whenever you go through a season, it's taking count of what can you really appreciate and not take for granted. And so I think that's something that living in the RV really, really taught me, to look for those little things and to appreciate them.
Yeah, not to get caught up on the, like you said, the little things that we can kind of, it's kind of like the festering. It's like when you get a splinter and it just festers, and then you don't realize how much of a pain it can be. Like that's it. That little splinter is what's causing all this pain, and you take it out and you're kind of all this relief. And that's what's happening. And that's what's happened with us, that we've definitely have seen, you know, when it's, we think about the bad things, like, well, remember when we were in the RV and we had, I mean, cause we even thought about this, we've had a lot of storms happening over the past few months in the area. And I remember when we actually stayed in the RV during one of those tropical storms about a year ago.
Oh yes.
And we were in the RV going, I wonder if we should still be here.
Yes, it was very, very windy.
But then we even have
the kind that made you wonder if you're gonna like have the RV like fall over or something. Yeah. Like,
but then we had another storm that was in our area here that was just as bad, and we were thinking, like, remember when we were in the RV? Can you imagine if we were in the RV right now?
Oh yeah.
If we were
it was
in this
very windy the other week. Yes. So these are some of the things that we have been up to.
We have been. It's not that, I mean, we're going to take the, and kind of go in a recap on the journey that we've had to where we are right now. But at the same time, there's still other stories that we've kind of encountered, or just, I guess, thought of as we've gone through this, looking at photos. Because of course, when you move, you start finding things going, oh, look at this. And you find these, all the photo albums that we had. And we're going, oh, remember this trip? Oh, remember that one? And that's where it started stemming on. We need to go back onto the podcast and sharing again with people, because that's what we felt that we enjoy doing, just recapping these things for ourselves, because it's encouraged us, especially when you go through a testimony in your own personal life, and that testimony can help encourage somebody else.
Yes.
In what you go through.
Exactly. Yeah. And really just encourage others, you know, just to how to have a strong family, you know, that really is just really how to encourage people with that, I think, too, is just one of our heart, you know, just one of our passions is to do that, because it's just so important to, especially as your kids are growing up, like how to just get closer as a family through that. And then, like, you know, or if you're single, like how to just really have good quality friendships that are just fairly life-giving, like how to do that. And so that's partly what we're going to be sharing in future episodes as well.
Yeah, it's trying to find a way to get plugged in. It's definitely, you know, we've connected with different people in different areas of our lives, and you know, you build those relationships and those foundations. But I think the one thing I don't want to take away from is the time that we've been able to spend as a family and just really reconnecting again, because it does seem like we get so busy with things, and we want to make sure that we can really connect with that.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's also given us, like when I was talking about the dishwasher and the washing machine, like one of the serious things has been like just because we have our older two home again, and we don't know how long that will be until they launch, you know, again as young adults, but we've already had them away from home for a few years, you know, where they had moved out, gone to college. And so to have this bonus time with them as a family, like we just feel that, like how we need to be intentional. Like yesterday we were like, okay, we have, you know, X amount of time, you know, a little bit of time, like what game can we all play together? And just seeing that has been just so worth it. Like all the things that we've done to move, and, you know, with getting the house and all that, like just to see how God has really, really provided. And one other thing I want to share too, we'll talk more about our neighborhood, because in another episode, I'll save the whole story for later. But one of the things that has really been on my heart has been getting to know people where we live. Like we've always just prayed for that, like just having neighbors who we could really get to know. And so that's a story that I want to share on a podcast soon, is just how God has given us a neighborhood and to give other people ideas for how to get to know your neighbors better. So,
yes, and how quickly they're able to sign you up for everything. If you say, hey, I'd like to meet you, and they're like, sure, when would you like to start? It's kind of like the scenario where all these things. No, as Jen was saying, it's a great, great neighborhood, great people that we're meeting, and we're really excited to hear those things. But yeah, we were not sure where this podcast was going to go. We just said we're just going to do a quick recap of who we are, what we started. So if people, you know, join us for the first time, they're going, oh, wait, these people have 6 episodes beforehand. Wait, it was 8 months ago. Yeah, there's a reason behind it. You know, life happens. And but we have now established, you know, getting back in the swing of things. So takeaways. What takeaways do you have? I think we had shared a lot of takeaways.
Yes. Trust God. No matter what it looks like, trust Him.
Yeah, definitely have a sense of humor and be prepared for anything.
Yes.
Because you just don't, I mean, it's kind of like you can prepare for everything, you know, I do a lot of trail running and I think I can be all ready for everything. And then all of a sudden I just forget that one item because I didn't think I needed it, but then you did need it. And oh, goodness.
And then you're in the middle of a 100-mile run wondering, yeah.
Yes. And wondering that like that. Yeah. So we are already past 30 minutes. Woohoo.
Yes.
We've got that.
It's so great to be back. So
how can people, so we do have an email address.
throwopenyourdoors@gmail.com.
Yes. So if you have, and we are going to be posting this once again on, you know, we have it out on Spotify, our Apple, however we get this out there again, but you know, feel free to share comments, things you guys like to hear about, or, you know, we like the feedback because we kind of, feed off on that in a way that we actually know how to.
That is helpful.
If people have questions about different things, because there are going to be things that happened. You know, I learned a lot about electricity on the RV when we were about to move out of it.
Yes.
And there were things that I had to get fixed. And yeah, it was definitely another journey itself. But yeah, here we are.
Yes. So stay tuned. There's much more to come.
All right. So thank you for joining us again.
I'm Jennifer Garrido.
And I'm Brian Garrido. And we thank you so much for joining us. And once again, keep alert for what God will do next in your life. You just never know.
Yes. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us.